This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 8.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 8 of the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. Now I want to say, for those of you who are doing the challenge and you are following the rules, so you're avoiding music, you're avoiding watching TV, you're avoiding idle talk, and you're listening to the podcast, you're reading your article of the day, you're reading at least 2 pages of Quran, and following the task that we're giving you, I want to say a massive well done to you guys for sticking through it. And I pray that inshallah you are finding this challenge beneficial for you. So, for today, your article is on how to develop a habit of reading. Now, as Muslims especially, we really cannot underestimate the importance of reading. Especially when we think that the first word that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was iqra, read. So in saying that, I want us to think about how often do we read? What do we do instead of reading? So, for example, I remember when Candy Crush came out and everybody on public transport was just playing Candy Crush, myself included. And now when I think about it, I'm like, there is so much that I could have learned during that time if I had been reading something beneficial. Reading isn't something that needs to be a chore. Reading just needs to be a substitute of what you do to pass the time. And so as Muslims, we need to make sure we're reading, and we need to make sure that we're reading beneficial knowledge. We need to make sure that we exercise 2 types of reading, which are Islamic reading and general reading. So I'm going to let you guys read the article, and then I want you guys to decide and choose. For those of you who are not in the habit of reading already, I want you guys to start deciding, what are you going to read? What Islamic knowledge are you going to read? And what general knowledge are you going to read to better yourself, to stimulate your own mind? For the rest of the day, you are going to, during Fajr prayer, if you're listening to this podcast after Fajr prayer, then you can do it after Isha prayer or any prayer, you're going to make dua for someone that has hurt you. So this is something that can be quite difficult to do. And forgiveness can be quite difficult, especially if someone has caused you pain. But have mercy on other people and Allah will have mercy on you. It is much better for someone to be forgiven in this life than to be punished in the next life. And that is why I want you to go out of your way, think of someone, and make dua for Allah to forgive them. Make dua for Allah to guide them to be a better person so that they don't hurt anyone else. And your last task is to invite a friend or a family member for a light dinner or even just the tea. This could even be your mum at home and you say, can we just sit down and have tea together? Or just a friend or a neighbour. These are your tasks for today. Super easy. Make sure you do read your 2 pages of Quran. I hope you guys are sticking with that. Actually, do you know what? In terms of Quran reading, I want you guys to comment below what surah you have been reading and if there's any particular ayah that has stuck out to you or really inspired and motivated you. Share it with us and let us get some barakah from it. Thank you very much for listening and I will be with you guys tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.